An open letter to the internet. I'm writing this with love. I love the existence of the internet, specifically the people who bring the internet to life. I love the creativity, the humor, the passion, the sheer volume of information, the conversations, the connections. I also love that we have the potential to do better when we participate on the internet. Every discussion has just as much chance of being amazing as it does of being terrible. Each of us has an impact on the direction of these discussions based on what we say. Or don't say. I thought about this topic quite a bit over the last few months. I've observed my participation on the internet just as much as I've observed others. While I'm bewildered by many things people choose to say, including myself in hindsight, I'm also inspired by people who seem to make every online conversation just a little bit better. Today, I've compiled my observations into the following list, along with a few tips shared by others. Some of them use the context of gaming, but they can easily apply to other communities too. These are reminders to myself, and perhaps there are a few that you might identify with so we can make the internet better together. In no particular order. Number one, questions are magical. I've seen so many questions and comments start. Off on the wrong foot by assuming. I've seen so many conversations start off on the wrong foot by assuming or speculating, especially about someone else's motivations or integrity. If I ask a question instead of assuming I already know the answer, I'm opening myself and others to having a conversation with a factual foundation. If I'm going to criticize something or someone, this is number two, I can provide the most value if I'm specific, if I share an example, and if I provide context. Vague statements declaring that something or someone is bad are misleading, irresponsible, and even dangerous. Also, sometimes the best way to illustrate a shortcoming is instead to highlight an achievement, a specific example of someone or someone else who has done it similarly but better. Number three, vulnerability and remorse are superpowers. If I say something I regret, if I make a mistake, or if someone has a better idea, I can change the shape of the conversation by apologizing and admitting I was wrong. I can also open the door for others to show vulnerability by not pouncing on such admissions. Like, quote, too late, you should have known better in the first place. Number four, every person has different opinions. If someone likes a game I didn't like or they don't seem to care for a game I love, they aren't wrong, they're just a different person. Number five, I don't always have to respond. Rather, I don't always have to post my response. I can write it, read it, and then delete it without ever posting it. Number six, if I'm not interested in a new product, I don't need to broadcast that I'm not interested in it. Can you imagine how much time it would take for me to write hard pass in the comments of every conversation about every game, book, movie, and show that I'm not interested in? Plus, I love excitement. If someone has decided that they're excited enough about something to share it with the internet, there's no reason for me to counter it with my lack of excitement. Number seven, with hyperbole comes great power. I shouldn't use the same language, like, quote, I'm deeply disappointed by X, to describe a minor flaw in a game as I do for a major mistake. Number eight, be aware of accidental gatekeeping. If I use an acronym or the name of a mechanism without defining it, even if I'm not trying to exclude anyone, I am. If someone asks a rule question or inquires about information on a subject they're curious about, if I dismiss them with, quote, read the rule book or, quote, do the work, even if I'm not trying to exclude them, I am. If someone proudly posts a photo of a new-to-them game and my first response is, don't play that, play this, even if I'm not trying to exclude them, I am. I want to challenge myself every day to do better, to better welcome people into the communities I love. The point of the conversation, this is number nine, the point of the conversation isn't to win. We're all trying to be when we're all trying to be the smartest person in the room, we all end up looking dumb. If I find myself feeling defensive, it's probably because there's some truth to what the other person is saying. And finally, number 10, sometimes I just have to step away from the computer. To increase the chances that I actually do this, I can choose to engage on social media platforms where urgency isn't the greatest currency. Here are a few bonus considerations. When asking questions, just use one question mark, not three. If I'm excited to receive a shipping notification for a new game and I want to share, rather than starting a new thread, I can comment on an existing thread about the same topic. Why do we say it doesn't disappoint when we find that we like something? It's an oddly negative framing for something we actually enjoy. Try shelf of opportunity instead of shelf of shame when describing your shelf of unplayed games. And last, for any question that can help others, ask it publicly instead of privately. And if it's a rules question about a specific gameplay element, post a photo of it or the exact text on it to help facilitate the answer. Personally, I'm working on numbers 1, 3, 5, 8, 9, and 10. Which of these are areas of improvement for you so we can make the internet better together? Let me know in the comments of the original post.